Convince me that there's anything about politics that's real. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, this is the understatement of the century, but conservatives are frustrated with the Republican Party. And that's no matter what state they live in. But probably no two states are more frustrated than the two Carolinas. South Carolina, of course, is the state of mattress ladder climbing Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham. But North Carolina isn't much better. This is a state that, if you believe in red-blue constructs, should be deep red. But instead, it's purple, not just because Democrats win races, but because Republicans constantly enable them. They're weak. They're cowards. They're feckless. They're liars. They're frauds. They're phonies. They're actors. North Carolina has a veto-proof Republican majority in their state legislature, but they still don't have constitutional carry for guns. Why? They still don't have an all-out ban on child mutilation surgeries. Why? They're installing people like Tom Tillis to the U.S. Senate. John Cain, on the other hand, is a real conservative running to take back control of the North Carolina GOP by winning the post of state GOP chair from its current occupant, Michael Whatley. John's message is really simple. Quote, if the North Carolina Republican Party exists to serve the interests of its largest donor, the RNC, it's been very successful. If it exists to protect elected Republicans who abandon the party platform, it has been successful. If it exists as a stepping stone to a more prominent position with the RNC, it's been successful. Unquote. But is it successful at winning victories for conservative causes and making the state more conservative as a result? No, not at all. Not even remotely. What a joke. Now, John has years of experience as an entrepreneur and a businessman, and that matters because, according to him, one of the biggest reasons the North Carolina GOP has become so feeble and weak is that they're financially dependent on the national RNC. Only with greater financial independence will we have any hope of a serious conservative North Carolina again. John Cain joins us now. John, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. You're going through quite the battle in North Carolina. This red state, blue state thing is a construct. Prove me wrong.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. And you know, the battle in this country is really insider versus outsider, right? It's not Republican v. Democrat. The radical Democrats are what they are, and they put unity above all else, and they get the party of AOC. We hold no one we elect accountable, and in turn, we get nothing done. Because the folks that we elect as Republicans, the vast majority of them, they care far more about maintaining their power. Their interest is the politics of personal advancement, not actually representing we the people. And so what I hear over and over again from people as I've crisscrossed the state is, you don't have any experience in the party. How can you do this? And my answer to them is, if longevity of service in politics is the measure of what future success, then what the heck is going on with Joe Biden? He should be knocking it out of the park. The only politicians that actually get things done for we the people are the ones who show up, who have not been involved in politics before, but they pay close attention. They understand what's going on. They see the playing field for what it is, and they go in there, and they're not owned by the establishment that exists.
You just described the perfect candidate. It's actually your inexperience in politics that makes you, in my opinion, as an American, the most qualified to represent me, an American person, and represent the values and the conversations that I'm having with my family and my children at the dinner table, the things that are most greatly impacting us. The RNC, on the other hand, is an animal. It's a lizard thing crawling in a cockroach infestation-like infiltration of the GOP and conservatism. Explain that from your point of view.
That's exactly right. Let's take a perfect example with what's happening in North Carolina. So Michael Whatley, who was handpicked by Tom Tillis, he's Tom Tillis's apparatchik. He's been here for 4 years. He said the other day that he was tapped by the folks in Washington, D.C. to be this in this position. The NCGOP last cycle took in more money from the RNC than it did from all individual North Carolinians combined. Now, one of the core functions of the chairman is to raise money. It's a whole lot easier to raise money from one person than from a lot of folks, but it gets worse. Michael Whatley, the current chairman, he ran for vice chair of the RNC. He finished a distant third only because there were just three people running. If there were four, it probably would have been fourth. 2 weeks later, he's appointed general counsel of the RNC. When I found that, I thought, well, I didn't know he was an attorney, so I dug into it. He's never practiced law, and he had not had an active law license until May 23rd, just a couple weeks ago. That's the general counsel of the RNC in the age of election lawfare, where the other side has evil geniuses like Mark Elias with an unlimited war chest waging war against us daily. We appoint someone who is wholly unqualified to be general counsel of the RNC. We should have killers in the general counsel office in the RNC if it was actually an organization that existed to serve we the people. But instead, what it is it is owned and controlled by the globalist elite who fund that so they can in turn fund the states, and the states become wholly owned subsidiaries of the RNC. That's what North Carolina's become. We've got to spin it out and bring it back to we the people so that we can actually get the legislative agenda done that's commensurate with our platform.
And that means taking back the power at the state level and ignoring the federal government and ignoring the RNC and the Kevin McCarthy run NRCC and all of these other globalist elite owned and operated organizations that are hell-bent on the destruction of everything that you and I represent on a daily basis. I mean, we're even seeing people who have these national platforms as so-called America First Patriots completely throwing in the towel, turning their back on their constituents, and then getting into bed with people like Kevin McCarthy.
Well, MTG's Exhibit A, right? I was a big fan of hers early on, and what she's done recently is disgusting. In North Carolina, we have two people in Washington who voted against the debt ceiling, the great Dan Bishop and Ted Budd, our new senator. Everyone else was for it. Our platform says that we're not for unlimited debt, we're for fiscal responsibility and all these things. They directly violate it and they don't care because there's no accountability. And the only way we're gonna hold these people accountable is if we pull the curtain back and reveal exactly what they're doing and educate people in our state, most importantly, the people that are writing the checks. Because what the donor class, not the globalist elite, but the donor class, the six or seven figure donors annually in North Carolina, and I think there's the same other places, their problem is they give money on one simple basis. They're better than a Democrat. The most foolish justification for writing a check that there could ever be, but that's what it is. So we've got to show those folks firsthand that they're lying to you. And I'll give you a really practical example. Tom Tillis was asked by a major donor to vote for the Mike Lee Amendment for the gay marriage bill he was pushing with Kristen Sinema. He responded, "I'm for the Mike Lee Amendment." I then told that person, ask them if they're gonna let the Mike Lee Amendment get to the floor for a vote. And it was crickets until after the vote. That's how they lie and manipulate the people who write the checks so they keep writing checks. And so when I'm chairman, we will pull the veil back on all that so these games and smoke and mirrors that the politicians use, the parliamentary procedure that they've weaponized to run cover for themselves, will be revealed, and we'll watch the rats run, and we'll pull the money back to people who are actually willing to go fight.
And keep in mind, organizations like the RNC and CPAC and the NRCC and FEC, actually, the Republican Party, the GOP, all these organizations have rules in place to prevent people like me from, say, running for president. I would have to have 460,000 individual small donors totaling over $2.2 million in gross donations in order to even be eligible to be on the debate stage. In other words, what we have is the lesser of two evil, very rich people with tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars at their disposal and inside of their war chests. So that's what we have to choose from, the richest of the rich, the people who took all of the money from Pfizer, the people who took all of the money from BlackRock and Vanguard, the people who are in bed with all of the special interests, the fossils in the DC Beltway, the shills for the military-industrial complex. These are the people that have the wherewithal to be on that stage, and so Americans don't actually get to choose a real American to go and represent them, somebody who's going to come out strongly against a uniparty and expose that uniparty, somebody who is going to militarize our borders and have an immigration moratorium and do mass deportations of illegal immigrants that are committing violence in our street and that are, you know, economically sucking us dry, getting rid of and defunding, completely abolishing and arresting most of the agents at the FBI, the same with CPS, deeming the CDC and the FDA terrorist organizations who have repeatedly poisoned Americans and killed innocent children. I mean, we can't even have a platform like that out loud today at all, John Cain, because you have to buy your way into politics at the federal level anyways.
Well, the same thing happens at the state level on a much smaller scale. So let's take the North Carolina convention, general GOP convention this weekend. In order to go, you have to pay effectively an $80 fee to attend and vote as a delegate. Now, the documents that govern our body say that the state can charge a reasonable fee to cover its expenses. Well, don't you know the last convention, the state $1,000 and brought $403,000 to the bottom line, yet they're charging the highest they've ever charged to attend the convention, which disproportionately impacts people that are farther away from city centers, who are typically grassroots folks, who are typically MAGA, who are typically America First, and that's who they don't want at the convention. So it is weighted and set up to disenfranchise people based on their economic circumstances, which is every bit as apprehensible as people who are disenfranchised for an immutable characteristic. No different. That's what we have today. That's a way that they keep control from we the people.
Okay, so how do you combat a system like that? How do you, as somebody who doesn't have the war chest, doesn't have the 460,000 small donors, which I know is just a presidential figure. It's different, I'm sure. But you know, how do you combat a system that's completely fake and gay and rigged against? How do you combat a system where they have systematically found a perfect scheme, a perfect plot to steal every single election and then put people like Whatley in the places that they're in?
So there's only one way to do it, and that's with money. You have to get control of the money. And my family has been involved in GOP politics in North Carolina for a long time. And if you had to ascribe me to a set, it would be to the donor class set, right? I don't have that perspective. And what I've been doing is going around and meeting with people who write the biggest checks in our state and pulling the curtain back, primarily with that Tom Tillis story, to say they are lying to you. They don't care about you. They fabricated this gap between the donor class and the grassroots. And I'm going to separate donor class from the globalist elite because they're very different, as you know well. And that they sit in the middle, these politicians, and they exploit both groups. But to win any freaking election, what do you have to have? You need a decent candidate. But after that, you need money and people. So the grassroots currency is their time and effort. The donor class currency is a check. You got to have both. And so we've got to tear down these false divides that have been created with truth and transparency so that we can then come together and fight.
Yeah, it takes money to get the word out as well. It takes money to stuff mailboxes. It takes money to knock on doors. It takes money to have an apparatus in place that can organize the volunteers that you have. It takes money to, you know, get on television or radio with, you know, your ads. It takes money for all of this. How can people support John Cain?
So I'm actually financing my own campaign completely myself. I don't want to ask anybody for a nickel for it. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Our election is this Saturday at the state convention. What people need to ask themselves who are delegates to the convention is simply this. Do you want a guy who talks the talk but never walks the walk, who's an inch deep, who is essentially Tom Tillis's clone? If that's what you want, Michael Whatley's your guy. If you want somebody who will go get in the fight and bring the fight to him, then I'm your guy.
Yeah, we need fighters. Thank you, John Cain, for being here. We appreciate it. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So the demonically inspired satanic grip that holds this country means that Pride Month is once again upon us. But this time it turns out the conservatives have something to be proud about too. Specifically, we should be proud that we are actually turning the tide against this revolting pornographic poison. Instead of meekly hiding while the entire month of June is given over to celebrating child mutilation and sin, parents are actually starting to push back. Mildly. But companies like Anheuser-Busch and Target are getting hit with severe boycotts. They're feeling it. North Face as well. Quite a few companies took down their Pride logos after just one day instead of keeping them up all month to contain the backlash. And in Texas, there's now a new organization calling itself Protect Texas Kids. So they show up at Pride rallies. They show up at drag queen story hours. They show up at all ages kid-friendly drag events, and they protest. And they're wildly successful because of who their opponents are. Take even the mildest steps to tell groomers and perverts and child molesters that they shouldn't be propagandizing children, and they have psychotic meltdowns. They're monsters. They're freaks whose entire purpose in life is corrupting and raping children, and as soon as they're confronted at all, they're all exposed. Kelly Nieder is the founder of Protect Texas Kids. Recently, while protesting at a kid-friendly drag show, amazing that we even have to talk about these things, Kelly was repeatedly told by angry counter-protesters that she was going to be shot in the head. Others tried to actually lure her away from the event so she could be assaulted with impunity. She was eventually escorted away by Dallas police. We want to hear more about this, of course. To that end, Kelly joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Why isn't the rest of the country doing just exactly what it is that you're doing?
I don't know. I mean, it's very frustrating. We've been an organization. I founded this Protect Texas Kids nonprofit about a year ago, and we've been protesting these kid-friendly drag shows for the past year. We've had dozens of these protests, and, you know, some will have a really good turnout, but for the most part, all of these protests only get about 15, 20 people. And so it's just wild to me that so many people complain about this stuff on social media, but at the end of the day, we need people out there protesting with us. You know, they think the left thinks they can say whatever they want. They can threaten us. They can assault us. But if we had a lot of people, I don't think that they would be doing that. And I think that we'd see a lot of these shows getting canceled as well.
Yeah. What is the percentage of people who think that this is appropriate versus the percentage of people who are morally upright in our country that would be vehemently against this? And why is the passion so much more fervent for those that want to rape our kids than it is for parents who should be fervently protecting their kids? Like, what is the psychological breakdown here, in your opinion?
You know, I think most of the country is against this. Even at this past Saturday's event, it was the Dallas Pride Festival weekend-long thing, and they were hosting this kid-friendly drag show during it. And even some of the people going into the event did stop and talk to us, and they had no idea that kids were going in, and they agreed that that was wrong. And these are people that are on the left. They're going to the Pride event that agreed with us. So I think that the majority of Americans do not want this garbage going on. But at the end of the day, these people that are pushing this are so evil. And I think that's why it's so pervasive right now. And our side just hasn't woken up to that yet. And we need to.
Yeah, they'll stop at nothing to get their hands on your kids and physically rape them and touch them and molest them. That's what they get off on. That is the whole reason for these events. Make no mistake, this isn't because they want to teach your children about expanding their cultural ideology. No, this is about normalizing the sexualization of your children, normalizing sexual contact with the same sex, older men, younger boys. That's what this is. And they do it because they get off on it. If they didn't, they wouldn't invite kids at all. I'm interested to hear the liberals or the leftists that you say were surprised to hear that kids were inside and they were against that. They went in anyways, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I did notice that, you know, if they were truly against it, I think that they would have stood and protested with us. They would have turned around and they would have been outraged. But instead, they were just like, oh, wow, you know, we didn't know kids were going into this. That's wrong. And then they continued to go in, which I'll take that over, you know, having them, you know, threaten to assault me and shoot me in the head. But still, they didn't truly, truly seem to care.
The Dallas police had to escort you out after these threats of being shot in the head. What did they say? I mean, they're there actually protecting this child molestation event. They're actually providing protection for the people who are threatening to kill you. In many cases across the country, I'm interested to hear what was the Dallas police perspective.
Yeah, so I honestly don't think that Dallas PD would have typically escorted me out like that. But I have private security that goes with me to these events now because of how crazy it's gotten. Like, I can't go without having private security with me. And I think that if they hadn't been there talking to the police, then I wouldn't have been escorted out.
And they would have allowed you to be assaulted. They would have allowed you to be beaten up and potentially shot in the head.
Yeah. I mean, I truly wonder what it would have been like if I didn't have the security with me, because even Dallas PD, you know, they're celebrating Pride Month. They all have like gay pride flag patches on their uniforms. Their police dogs had pride flags on their service vest things. I mean, they're all for it. You could tell a lot of the police officers there, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them there did not care. They were kind of laughing along when these crazy leftists were screaming obscenities at us. They truly did not seem to care. I think there are a few good ones left who did, but I mean, overall, they're all for what's going on.
This is in Texas, you know, this is the Lone Star State, right? Where all of the cowboys are and the alpha males who would never allow something like this. Everything is bigger in Texas, including Pride, apparently. So if it's happening there, people just are oblivious to the fact that it's happening in every state, in every large city, in small towns. It's happening at our children's schools. No matter how small your town is, they are coming after your kids. How many of these events are scheduled upcoming? I mean, you should know that. You're going to be protesting against them.
There's so many that have been scheduled starting in May. I mean, they go year round, but starting in May, that's when all these leftist groups started gearing up for Pride Month. And so there's dozens. I mean, almost every small town in Texas that you would not think is having these, they are. Even my hometown, just a few weeks ago, there was a church that was hosting a drag queen event for children in my hometown. It was disgusting. It's a very small town up in North Texas. I mean, it truly is going on everywhere. A lot of it kind of sneaks in the public libraries as well. We're seeing a lot of these summer reading programs that these small towns are putting online for kids. They're awarding children by reading these LGBTQ books by giving them special prizes. And the parents have no idea because the kids can register for the reading program themselves. And then they go check out these pride books that are mostly sexually explicit, trying to normalize that kind of content. I mean, it's everywhere. It really is. It's not just big cities anymore. It's everywhere.
Make no mistake, they're coming for your kids in every aspect of their lives. You know, I had a thought here. I think that maybe part of the problem is that we live in such a woke society now where a lot of the businesses or corporations that people work for are actually, you know, inundating their staff and their employees and their administration with this pride thing. You see it on our military and our intelligence apparatus. I mean, the Army and the Marines are like changing their Twitter profile pictures to gay crap. And so in these work environments, the pressure is so tremendous to assimilate and to go along with this or to just not say anything against this, that if they were to show up and protest these molestation, public displays of sodomy and rape and sin, that they could potentially lose their jobs or their careers. They're afraid. They're cowards is what they are. And their bosses are cowards, and they're afraid to expose that. Do you agree that the social pressure along with the economic pressure is a contributing factor to why people are unwilling to do the one thing that we are supposed to be most passionate about, which is to protect our children from rapists and sodomites?
I do think so. I mean, I've talked to so many people. I go around and speak at some of these local conservative clubs, and I've talked to so many people who tell me, you know, I'd love to support what you're doing. I'll keep up with you online, but I just can't go to one of your protests because I can't risk getting fired from my job. That's the number one excuse that I hear. And, you know, I understand to an extent, but it's time to get over that. I mean, I'm out here. I'm a 23-year-old girl. I'm getting death threats when I go out here. And I'm having these grown men and grown adults tell me, oh, I can't go, you know, I'm scared I might lose my job. Well, you have to get over that. It's time to go stand up for this. These are our kids. This should be the number one priority that people have. But instead, they're making any excuse they can to get out of it. Yeah. I hear the excuse, well, you know, this is my only free day of the week. This is the only day I'm off work. I don't care. You know, get out there. We need you.
Providing for your kids is the reason why you work. You'd have nobody to provide for if these heathens get their hands on your kids.
Exactly.
It's just a cowardly excuse. Where can people find the list of events, upcoming things that you're doing for Protect Texas Kids?
On our website, it's protecttxkids.org. We have all of our upcoming events listed out. We will be protesting at Six Flags, I believe, June 17th. That's, I don't know if you guys have seen that yet, but they're hosting these twice a week kid-friendly drag shows now to celebrate Pride Month, which is disgusting. You know, it's a family-friendly theme park. They shouldn't be doing that. So there's been a lot of uproar over that. But that event and all of our others are on protecttxkids.org.
It's people should be treating Six Flags in the same way that they treated Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, Target, and sticking to it. There's just absolutely no reason that anybody should have to go and bring their children for a fun roller coaster ride or amusement park. You know, things that kids enjoy, creating lifelong memories for children, spending time with their families, and then being subjected to these lizard things with forked tongues trying to touch them in inappropriate ways or lure them towards their genitalia. It's absolutely disgusting. ProtectTXKids.org. Again, ProtectTXKids.org. Kelly, thank you so much for coming here today. We appreciate it. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Christopher Keyes started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only going to sue the board and the district, but I'm going to sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have. It's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com. Welcome back. So the great crisis around the world today is not overpopulation like so many elites claim. No, the great crisis is fertility collapse and depopulation. Japan has around 125 million people today, but it's one of the oldest countries in the world. It's expected to shed a third of its population by 2070. South Korea is a mess. The fertility rate there, the number of expected children per woman, is down to barely 0.7, which means their population will fall by more than half with each generation. China has 1.4 billion people now, but may drop below 800 million by the end of the century. Every European country from Portugal to Russia has below replacement fertility. So does America and Canada and most of Latin America. Well, in the case of Europe and America, the only thing preventing a population collapse is massive immigration from the third world. That doesn't mean preserving our populations. It just means replacing our existing populations with that of some other country. People who should be having the most children, smart people with stable homes, stable jobs, useful skills, no criminal records, those people are having the fewest children. This is a crisis, and it's not a crisis that can simply be fixed by importing more people from abroad. We need to have people in our society have more children themselves, but how do we do that? Only a few countries are even seriously trying. One of the ones that is Hungary under Prime Minister Viktor Orban. His government has introduced massive tax benefits, cash payouts, home loans, all kinds of other incentives to encourage married couples to have more children. Simone and Malcolm Collins are a married couple who have made their top priority in life this fertility issue. Simone and Malcolm are pronatalists who encourage people to have more children. They run pro-natalist.org. It all began when Malcolm was working as a director of strategy for a South Korean venture capital fund. Well, as part of that job, Malcolm had to chart out the nation's economic and social future, and what he saw was clear. South Korea was on the brink of a calamitous population collapse that would practically annihilate the country. In fact, at current rates, for every 100 South Korean adults, there will be only 5.9 great-grandchildren. In other words, a population collapse of over 90%. It's probably too late to save South Korea from shrinking dramatically. There may be time in other countries, and even if we can't salvage our countries, we can at least look after our own lineage. Future will belong to those who bother to show up for it. And right now, which we're seeing, rich, educated, first-world urbanites just aren't showing up. The Collins themselves hope to have at least 7 children and to raise those children to have many children as well. The couple is well known for doing almost everything together, but today we have a rare sight, as sadly only Malcolm can join us today, and he's with us now. Malcolm, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
I am so excited to be here. And I love the way you framed this with Korea. Coming back to the US, it felt like one of those sci-fi movies where you go back in time 20 years and you have a chance to warn people before it's too late. in the U.S., if our fertility rate continues to collapse at the rate it has over the past 10 years, and you have one generation every 30 years, that means for every 100 Americans today, there will be, I think, 4.6 great-grandchildren. So we are looking at a really catastrophic collapse here as well. I guess you could say the silver lining to all of this is that the group that is least affected by this is conservatives. But this is what's motivating a lot of the really weird progressive behavior we're beginning to see, because they can only maintain a population by taking kids from other healthy populations. They existentially have to control our school systems.
Well, that's a disaster.
Yeah. It's terrifying. And it's funny to me when people try to make this like a ethnic or racial thing, or like, you want people like you. It's like, people like me, conservatives are going to get through this no matter what. If you've been to a conservative church, you know where the kids are still coming from in our society. It's the urbanites. It's the people with 5 PhDs who aren't having kids. They're the people who are going to disappear, but they're beginning to realize this and beginning to freak out about it.
Time magazine and other publications are actually propagandizing Americans about how great life is if you don't have kids. If you want to have everything, then you have to live a life without children. I mean, how detrimental is that on the population as a whole?
Well, I mean, it's terrifying and toxic, but it falls into the current progressive mindset. You know, what we often say is that if you're trying to define what do progressives want more than anything else right now, like what is their entire political philosophy optimized now, it's optimized around spreading their sort of cult, their culture. You know, if you talk to a progressive Jew or a progressive Christian or a progressive Muslim and you scratch beneath the surface, they all believe generally the same things about the world. They all have the same views on gender, the same views of morality, the same views for the future of our species. You talk to conservative Jew, Muslim, Christian, Catholic, you know, Protestant, like they'll have very different views on things. What the conservative movement wants is for our grandkids to have our culture, to exist and to thrive. What the progressive movement is optimized around right now is removing in the moment emotional pain from as much of the population as possible. And because having kids is hard, they tell people not to have kids.
Yeah, having kids is not easy. As a father of three, you're trying to have seven, for crying out loud. I'll be praying for you, certainly. You know, so who should be having kids? Because clearly, if you incentivize by the way of, you know, cash deposits, freebies, all these other things, you're incentivizing a part of the population that is driven by quick cash. Are those the people that we really want having a ton of babies?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that it would be great if you could just pay people to have kids. You know, as you mentioned, Hungary tried this. They spent 5% of their GDP last year trying to get their fertility rate up. They only got their fertility rate up by like 1.6%. Considering the fertility rate's falling like 3% year over year in most of the world, it's really irrelevant what they achieved. So you look at like China, for example. In 2020, their fertility rate fell by around 20%. In 2021, it fell 13% year over year. Then 2022, COVID's over. You think it's going to go back up. It only went back up 0.18%. So 1.6% increase is nothing. What is great about this scenario is, yes, the forces arrayed against us are becoming more aggressive because of this. And they are insidious, but at least they aren't competent. And at the end of the day, so long as we can protect our kids from this cultural virus, we win. Things will be hard for us, for our generation, but they get better in future generations. As the progressives break up family units, so it's single, a person who is a single, like a single woman who's in her 40s or a single man in their 40s will always vote more progressively than a married one. So they increase their voter base in the short term. But because the way we vote has a heritable component, and because we pass it on culturally to our children and we get better at defending against them every generation, the future will be owned by the conservatives.
This is probably the reason why they're importing so many people. Open borders right now. I mean, they're just bringing them in. They're orchestrating a physical invasion of our country. So, you know, as a father and knowing what the birth process was like and shortly thereafter at the hospital, they actually have social workers that will come in and see you and push upon young couples all of the benefits that they can receive from having this children. You get free food. There's no sunset on this. You get free WIC. You get food stamps. You get this, you get that. Even people that don't need it can take advantage of all of this. Plus, then if you were going to say, we're going to give you cash for this, I think that what we would see is an explosion of the population of the south side of Chicago and the worst parts of LA and, you know, Harlem and Detroit and Baltimore and Philly. I think that you would see a lot of people who are driven by short-term come-ups and quick cash and fast money would be, you know, cranking out all kinds of kids, but then they're not taking care of them. Then they're in the streets. Then they're committing violent crimes. I think tax breaks is the way. How do you incentivize people? You know, the right. This is very important. I want to preface this. How do you incentivize the best people to go and have kids for the most promising turnout?
Well, I don't think even the best people's way to look at it. There's only one thing that incentivizes people to have kids persistently. Like, as I said, like cash handouts, they don't really incentivize people to have kids at large scale. It's religion and traditional culture. That's the thing that incentivizes people to have kids. And so if you want to fix the declining birth rate, the number one thing we need to stop doing is have a school system that's mandate is to acculturate people to this urban monoculture that has no kids, to acculturate people to be like the urban elite, to erase people's culture. As long as we stop being with people's culture, as long as we stop trying to erase the traditional cultural strains that have made our country great, fertility rate will be fine in those communities, and eventually our nation will recover.
But aren't we naive to believe that they're just going to stop? I mean,
no, it's going to get worse. They're going to start banning private schools. They're going to start banning homeschooling. That's when we need to be resisting now. But like, that's the biggest fear. And you look at Germany, they've already done a lot of this, right? Like in parts of Europe, they've already done a lot of this. We in America are fortunately in a refuge state to some extent. And, you know, I talk with sometimes my conservative friends who are in sort of rural Midwest, and they're like, come on, they would never, not in my state, they wouldn't ban private schools. Not in my state, they wouldn't ban homeschooling. As it becomes more and more existential for them, they're going to become more aggressive.
They're living in part of a construct. I mean, if they still believe in red states versus blue, or even Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus liberal, what we're really looking at here is good versus evil, pro-America versus not.
Yeah, but what's great is it's so easy to win. It's not easy to win, but it's all we need to do is to ensure that our kids are highly educated. Because the great thing is now these education systems, these colleges and public high schools and stuff like that, that the progressives are sending their kids to, they're not even giving them a competitive edge in the job market. Like, they're not teaching them any practical skills anymore. Our ability to outcompete them, both with education that provides them with practical abilities to succeed in the world and that doesn't erase their culture, we're just in an incredibly beneficial spot right now. And if you just look at fertility rates, you know, one family that has 8 kids, if you do that for just 13 generations, you have more descendants than live on Earth today. Now, people always hear me say this and they're like, oh, he wants to. No, the reason why I am yelling pronatalism for the rooftop and not like just doing it for my family is I want to maintain some level of cultural diversity. The U.S. is an alliance of different conservative traditions that have worked together for a long time. And we would like that alliance to stay in the future. And so to do that, we have to do what we can to protect these traditions. And even traditions that used to be highly resistant to this. Like, you look at the Mormons, right? I love the Mormons. But they have, it looks like, they used to have one of the highest fertility rates in the U.S. It looks like they've fallen below replacement rate, fallen below 2.1 kids per parent. So that means just due to their fertility rates, they're going to be shrinking every year now. That is when the Mormons have fallen below replacement rate. That is not the canary in the coal mine dying. That's the miner's skin bubbling off. Like, they have infiltrated even our most conservative institutions.
I you know, have to push back a little bit because, you know, you said that you don't think that we want the best people having kids. But, I mean, we don't want to turn our country into a hellscape full of degenerates either. I mean, there are some people who I look at them and I'm like, this guy needs to be neutered. This woman should be spayed. I don't think that these people should procreate at all. I mean, do you agree with any of that? I mean, we're not looking for more. We're not looking for more thugs. And we're also not looking necessarily for more Ivy League Harvard graduates either.
If we lived in a world where like having kids or getting rid of your kids was like really easy to do, I might be more afraid of that. But the truth is, having kids is incredibly, if we lived in a world with like, you know, having kids is an incredibly burdensome thing to do. And I guess I just don't see that in the data. Yes, it is true that the less money you have, the more kids you have. But it's also true that the more conservative you are, the more kids you have, the more religious you are, the more kids you have. I think the moment we give any sort of state-run institution the ability to say it's good for this person to have kids and not this person to have kids, the first group they're going to sterilize is our own. The first people they're going to come after is the conservatives. So I just don't think it's beneficial to play up that narrative because they can begin to use it against us.
Okay. Elon Musk's narrative. this guy is saying, what does he have, 10 kids with three different women? And he's saying that he believes that, you know, procreation is going to be the salvation of our country. And I don't know how well you know Elon or his ideologies, probably not at all, maybe very little, but just speculate. I mean, this is an elite person talking like this. Why is he one of the only ones that is?
Well, so I think if you look at the elite controlled media, you look what they're saying about Elon, he is not part of their cultural group. They hate him. They see him as the most existential threat to everything they're doing right now. From the Twitter acquisition, yes, he may not have done everything perfectly from a conservative perspective, but he is a real threat because he is fighting them, he is angry at them, and he is competent, unlike so many of our conservative politicians. And the thing that makes the conservative party so strong is that it is an alliance of different traditions fighting to save their people against this cult that controls our country right now.
So who do we target then exactly? I mean, who do we present this problem to? This is a major issue. Are people just oblivious to it? Do they not understand that this is happening? Why are they not having kids? Just because it's a burden, because it's difficult? Good Christians, good conservatives, people that are morally upright, these people have always wanted to have kids. Why the slowdown?
Well, so, I mean, if you look at the way we've structured our society today, we tell young women to not even begin to start thinking about marriage until after they've graduated from college, then start thinking about having kids once you're financially stable. Realistically, how many kids are you going to have after that? So anyone who buys into those cultural beliefs or those cultural recommendations, i.e. anyone who's not from a strong traditional or conservative culture, is going to have almost no kids. The reason we as a society do this, I mean, I love a free market economy. I think a free market economy is great, but one of the downsides to a free market economy is they're very good at differentially pricing the value of an individual's time and then paying a person just enough to get them to engage with the economy. And the economy isn't good at thinking long term. It's not good at thinking about people's kids, you know, the people it needs in the future. So it says, oh, this person's smart, this person's competent, let's pay them exactly the minimum we need to pay them to get them away from their family. And when men and women can have equal access to work, well, then who's raising the kids, right? You know, so it's pulling people away from the families. However, I would push back. I think the conservative, often the take on this is, well, then we need to keep women at home and men out working. And I think that that's also a progressive construct that really started in the 1930s with the beginning of male wage labor. And it's one of the things that my wife and I also fight back, which is the moment they took the men away from their families, that was when they began to destroy the American family. The family was always meant to be a unit working together to for their own betterment. The moment they atomize a family, that's the moment they create weakness.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to go back to prearranged marriages. You're going to marry this gal and ma'am, you two, you're going to have kids right now. As grandparents, we'll support that as much as possible. I mean, I agree with you that the whole idea of wait till you're financially stable. Well, what is that? Define that. What's the benchmark?
Yeah, arranged marriages are actually really interesting. So you can look at the statistics around arranged marriages, and people in arranged marriages have the same rates of love. They rate having the same rates of love in their relationships as people in, choice marriages, right? Except people in arranged marriages get divorced at much lower rates. So when you adjust for survivorship bias, you are actually much more likely to be in love with someone you were put into an arranged marriage with than you are someone you chose to marry because of love.
Not only that, but dad will whoop your ass if you break his covenant.
Right. Well, hold on. I'm not like pro arranged marriages necessarily for my family, but I do believe that we need new social technologies or the resurrection of old social technologies to fight a system that clearly isn't working. And I think we can try to go back to purely traditional ways of doing things, but that's really hard in the current economic situation, in the current sort of social structure that we're living in. What we need is to come up with new types of arranged marriages or new types of dating markets or new types of ways of meeting people, you know, so that we can break through this. Because one of the biggest problems with marriage, with the fertility rate today, is it's almost impossible to meet someone to marry. If you look at young people today, one of the tweets that I've always really resonated with is it said, being a happily married millennial feels like getting the last chopper out of Nam. Like, it is so hard, even for conservative young people, to find a partner. And I think it's something that our churches need to focus more on.
Yeah, you know, the reason why that is because every single issue in our life is polarized so tremendously that if you disagree on one thing, it's like a deal breaker, right? So I'm really into this chick, you know, but then I started talking to her and she's such a nice young lady with a really great family. But then she said that she supports Ukraine and I just, I can't do it. Or I saw a picture of her wearing a mask, or I found her vaccine card or QR code, or, you know, she wants Neuralink. She wants a chipped brain. I mean, like, there's just so many issues that, you know, oh, she wants to homeschool. I don't. Oh, I want to homeschool. She doesn't. I mean, there's what issue in our life, in our society, in America have these elites not used to just polarize and divide us? I mean, just to a deal breaker type, you know, even marriage ending. I mean, how many relationships, how many long marriages were destroyed by COVID itself?
Well, I think people can evolve. So when I met my wife, she grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. Her idea of a marriage with a bunch of people in the woods wearing animal masks and dancing naked. Like, she was as inundated in this culture as possible.
Sounds like a great
time.
And
she says when she met me, I was the first person in her life that really told her, you know, you can think for yourself. You don't need to believe what everyone, like, she just didn't even realize it was an option to make her own decisions. And I think that with a lot of these people, they just haven't been in an environment where they realize that it's okay to think for themselves. And you'd be surprised by how sane they can get the moment you separate them from the mimetic toxins.
Pro-natalist.org.
Pro-natalist.org.
Oh, no dash.
No dash, yeah.
Okay, pronatalist.org, pronatalist.org. What are people going to find when they go there?
Well, I mean, we're trying to create a pronatalist movement that is amenable to the mainstream cultural. Like, we have to, you know, get through the filters in our society. And so what we optimize for is you can't fix collapsing birth rates anymore. It's just not doable. But what we can do is flag that it's an issue and try to get as many different cultural groups through this as possible and begin to alter our economic systems to prepare for this. You know, you look at like Social Security, it just doesn't work with a collapsing fertility rate. The way that structure, it just doesn't work with a, it's going, like, a lot of people get fertility rates up. Not really. We're just trying to flag people like, this whole system's about to collapse. Start preparing.
Yeah. And prepare your children so that they can then prepare their grandchildren if you're above the childbearing age. Well, we will not be in the woods wearing masks and dancing naked, but we will be right here and you're welcome back anytime. Thank you so much for being here, Malcolm Collins.
Had a great time.
More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. Lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money back guarantee. And I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. So beyond any of the deaths caused by COVID protocols, the poisonous remdesivir and the ventilators, the hospital murders, or the injections that were supposed to prevent it, the COVID-19 pandemic was also devastating for America's psychology. Completely devastating. You've seen it yourself. You see the people who still wear masks everywhere that they go, like they're members of some medieval religious order. You see it in people who are terrified of even going outside or who fell out of the workforce, for example, and then never returned. You see it in the way that our leaders recklessly risk nuclear war over countries like Ukraine. It's like everybody's just waiting for the other boot to come down. They're waiting for the economy to collapse or for some major war to break out or yet another pandemic to hit with yet another wave of lockdowns and yet another vaccine. And even if people don't literally believe in the Great Reset, they can sense that it's coming. Dr. Stella Emanuel is a doctor, a minister, an author, a speaker, an all-around battle axe for God. Just after Memorial Day, she had a message about this on Twitter, quote, "The Great Reset is Satan's plan to take over the world masquerading as science and technology. It's all in the Bible. It appeals to our pride of life as we think we have the smarts to figure it out and to fight it. It's just the devil. And Jesus is coming to smash him and all those humans who refuse to accept his mercy. It will be fireworks. Everyone should study Revelation. All these AIs, etc., are described in Revelation. The safest place on the planet right now is in Christ," unquote. Recently, Dr. Stella and her team have been working on a pandemic preparedness measure, putting together supplies that they believe will cover all the bases in the event of another pandemic or nuclear war, which we know are probably both imminent. Some of the ingredients include a plant with powerful defensive properties against pox viruses and potassium iodide, which limits the damage caused by radiation in the event of a nuclear attack. We want to find more out about that to that end. Dr. Stella joins us now. It's always a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for being here.
It's too always my pleasure to be with you. And thank you for also being a battle axe and doing some heavy lifting in this all craziness that we're going through right now. So I pray for you all the time because I know you're doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Thank you.
You know, but yes, we're thankful for what God has allowed us to do in this season. I talk about preparedness. You know, right now we're putting together a seven prescription medications you're going to need in an emergency, how people can get a regular refill of the medicine they use already, how they can get a COVID complete pack. We have a pandemic preparedness pack. So we are doing this because we know that what is coming, it's going to take a lot of people unawares. And it's like somebody telling you that, they've exhausted all the medical things that you need to do and go put your house in order, you might die. God can heal you, but you might also die. So I'm also telling people right now that we need as humanity to put our house together. There's a lot of stuff that is being released, a lot of stuff that is planned, a lot of scary stuff. And I believe that human beings can withstand this if they understand and just stop being scared to die. If you give your life to Christ, because if you die in Christ, it's gain. And we are trying, we have vax detox for people that have taken the jab, but we also have a lot of crazy stuff that I think is going to happen. So the safest place to be right now on this planet to be in Christ. I'm not scared to die. That's why I can fight with everything that I have, because I have overcome the fear of death. When you overcome the fear of death, then you can stand. The reason why we're willing to allow people to jab us, you know, plant Neuralink on our heads and do all kinds of craziness is because of this humanity fear to die.
Fear,
and the only
yes.
way you're going to overcome that fear is by giving your life to Christ. Not just that, because there are a lot of Christians that are scared to die because they don't know what is coming. They don't know that when we see all these crazy things happening, we should rejoice because our redemption draws nigh. Everyone should read the book of Revelation. When you read the book of Revelation all the way to the end, you will find out that in the end, God wins. In the end, God actually comes, takes out the church, destroys these crazy people, and remodels the world, and we live happily ever after. The problem is that between now and when that happens, there's going to be a lot of persecution, a lot of pain, a lot of death, a lot of destruction, which this, I call them AIs, I call them demons, I call them non-humans, that have planned for humanity. Psalm 2 says that why do the hidden rage? The kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Lord and against his people. So they have taken counsel against us, the kings of the earth, which are, you know, I call them AIs, demons. Most of them are not human beings. So we need to have that mentality that, how do we survive? Stock up food, stock up water. CBDC is going to be around. Fed now is starting July 1. What if they lock us out of the system? Have enough food and water to feed yourself. Feed a neighbor if they come to you for food, and then you can give them Jesus. Have enough, stock up your medications that you need. Stock up everything. That is where we are right now, screaming from the rooftop. Go to our website, drstellamd.com. You can get 7 medications, antibiotics, and everything that you can use for different kinds of infections that you can put in your medicine cabinet. You can get the COVID complete pack because COVID is not gone. And put in your medicine cabinet. We have COVID vibes that has quercetin that can help you prevent all kinds of viruses. Build your immunity. Most importantly, I think they're going to release Marburg. We already, remember last year, we started talking about Marburg. We have Viral Immune Plus that we prepared for to build your immunity against Marburg. So yes, we want you to be prepared. We want you to have everything that you have to be able to have a fighting chance. But most importantly, be spiritually prepared. Prepare your family, prepare your children, and don't be willing to allow yourself to be jabbed or anything. I tell people, anytime still, I will take my chances with gorilla pox, monkey pox, or whatever else they release. I'm going to die saved, and I'm going to die human. And that is the mentality everybody should have. Be like somebody that is getting ready to. When people sign up for the military, they know that they can die in battle. We're in battle right now. And we need to have that mindset and stop being scared of these demons. If we can pray for revival, we should pray for revival so that people's minds should open. The veil should come off people's eyes. They should give their life to Christ so that when they die, they're going to make heaven. Because this stuff is coming. We don't need to be afraid of it. We just need to be prepared.
Every single doctor that I talk to mentions you and your protocols and the things that you're doing. They all say that you're doing it exactly right. And they say that these are the things that you need in your medicine cabinet. And I will just tell you, from somebody who knows from personal experience, when you know I was targeted with this weapon of biowarfare called COVID-19, you know, it's not like necessarily a fear, but it's the unknown. It's the I guess it would be a nervous unknown. You know, what is this? What's to come? This was very, very early on, and not having the stuff that you need is probably the worst, because you know that you could feel better if you had these things, but you just never got them. You didn't prepare. Now you have to wait for them to get here, which in the case of DrStellaMD.com, thank God, didn't take long. I had my stuff like this. And now I keep, from your website, DrStellaMD.com, I keep a whole host of different things in my medicine cabinet so that if myself or my neighbors or anybody, you know, around me becomes sick, that we have what we need. And I encourage all of my neighbors and the people that are around me and my friends and my family members to go to your website as well. As you very well know, we've had these discussions. I've talked to you about people's weights and things like this. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take long. And you get your products very quickly as well. Plus, you're getting them from somebody as wonderful as this Battle Axe for God right here. Dr. Stella Emanuel, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Again, along with allowing people to use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com, use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. God bless you so much. Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
God bless you, STU. Keep fighting, and let's all keep fighting. And do not be afraid. Be prepared.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting HeroicDoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of big pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We're out of time. In this country, we are out of time. There's no more time for sitting around. No more time for apathy and complacency watching as freak shows try to groom our kids to normalize the relationship between an adult male and a young boy and sexualizing them in the classroom and molesting them and raping them and rubbing their genitalia in their face in broad daylight in front of spectators and cops who are supposed to arrest people that do these things. We're out of time watching our country be physically invaded by military-aged men while our fake government corporate crime syndicate facilitates this invasion, putting it all together. We're out of time as we watch this one world order move in. We're out of time. We're out of time. It is time to give your life to Jesus, number one. Number two, to pray extremely hard. And number three, to get up and get in the fight. Physically in the fight, whether it's with this group from Texas that we talked about earlier or a group that's in your state, get up, physically be present. Everybody wants to be a Christian. Everybody wants to be a patriot until it's time to do Christian patriot things. This is a test, absolutely. We are being judged. And now's the time. We're also out of time for today on this broadcast. Before we go, I want to encourage you to go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, and book your in-person appointment with Carlos Cortez, in-person via Zoom or in-person in the office, or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Figure out here what an independent fiduciary can do for you to help protect your financial future and that one that you are leaving to your children. Until tomorrow, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, from the same place. God bless you.